You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Right now, it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Latrell in South Haven. Latrell writes, I'm a 44-year-old married man, and I can't enjoy life because my wife is so afraid something will happen to me when I leave the house. She has apps that track my car and my phone. Now, is she worried about my safety or if I'm going to cheat?
Brother, she ain't worried about what's happening to you. She's worried about what you're doing. Bruh, ain't no man unhappy because they wife is concerned about their safety, welfare. That's a cool thing to have a girl care about you like that. Mm-hmm. She wanna know where you at, dog.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Okay, alright.
She was concerned about your safety. Mm-hmm. She'd have an app on you checking your heart rate, blood pressure, stuff like that. All her apps are where you and that car at. Yeah.
You went a life alert.
All right. Moving on to...
What, you're up there just checking to see if you running through the checker flag, coming through the red light.
Okay.
Come on, T.I.
Moving on to Tiff in Harlem. Tiff writes, my husband and his younger sister went to dinner, and he said one of her friends asked to tag along. I saw a picture, and it looks like he was on a date, and his sister was the third wheel. If it was only dinner with his sister and a friend, why couldn't I go?
Okay, wait a minute. Who is she to him?
His wife.
Oh.
She says, my husband and his younger sister went to dinner, and he said one of his sister's friends asked to tag along. The wife saw a picture, and it looked like he was on a date, and the sister was a third wheel. So if it was such an innocent
date. Some old players out there, boy.
That's nice. That's
he
nice.
Was stupid for taking a picture.
But if you're going to do something, if you can get your little sister to go along with it, that's tricky. Boy, that's a sweet cover story. What was the picture for? Y'all busy trying to create memories and post. Mm-hmm. You post everything and you want to keep memories of everything. You got to hit delete.
And you're creating receipts and timelines. That's what you're doing.
Memory.
That's what you're doing.
Just keep it up here.
All right. Moving on to Caesar in Arlington. Caesar writes, my girlfriend and I have been arguing for a week. She bought me a pair of expensive shoes on my credit card and they don't fit. I can't return the shoes. And if they're a gift, why did she use my card? Am I wrong for making her pay for the shoes?
Wow. She bought me some shoes with my card and they don't fit?
That's what she said.
You gotta pay for this here.
Like your girlfriend coming.
Yeah.
He's gonna dump her.
All right, crowd.
CLO.
See, there's a 10-year difference between me and Tommy and a 20-year difference between me and Junior.
Okay.
Junior, how old are you?
47.
Yeah, 22-year difference between me and Junior. 10-year difference between me and Tommy.
Mm-hmm. You could be Junior's dad.
So you're saying?
Thus producing a little thought difference here.
Okay.
Tommy answer, I suspect. Because he's the richest, cheapest dude I know.
So, you're going to give me my money.
See right there.
Uh-huh.
Junior is from that 20 years ago. These guys, they check and balance system when it comes to women is tit for tat, this or that. What you bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And I hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to say this. She thought of you for your birthday. She used your credit card, which means she has access to it, which means y'all live together, I'm assuming.
Well, I mean,
she buys you some shoes that don't fit. Now, had they fit, would you have been okay with it?
Sounds like he would have, maybe.
Yeah.
He's
so now I don't think the problem came up, real problem came up until he tried to return them, and they don't do returns. Now, oh, hey, I want my money back.
Uh-huh.
Well, bruh, how she get your credit card in the first place? See, man, I'ma just tell y'all something, man.
Did he give it to her?
I mean, how she get it?
Yeah.
You got the number. If nothing else.
Because I'm pretty sure he would have said she stole my credit card or took my credit card. And she got the credit card.
Yeah. Right.
Young men, call me old if you want to. But you can't sleep with these women for free. I don't know where you got off thinking that's the deal now. You cannot sleep with these women for free. Sleeping with a woman is not free. It never has been, and it never will be. And I don't care who you're talking to. It's going to cost you, homie. Quit sleeping with these women thinking it's free. It's never free.
How much is it?
Say that in a different way.
They need to hear it like this, because surely that's how they process information. But then, seriously, then Tommy said, but how much it costs, though? If it ain't worth a pair of shoes, what you doing?
You're not going to have my card, no way. But go ahead. You're not finna just buy me some shoes with my card. Now, you done bought the shoes way overseas, and I can't return it.
It was a gift.
Junior?
I have no problem with her having a credit card and buying me the shoe. The point about it is, you don't love me because you don't know my shoe size. So then what I'm going to look like? You don't know my jean size. You don't know my shirt size. You don't know my jacket size. Now I'm going to look crazy all the time.
She's just walking around with a lot of tight stuff.
Just everything just tight. That hurt. That's why I'm mad.
So what you going to do? You going to wear the shoes and fold your toes up in there and wear these shoes that ain't, don't fit?
You know, good well, I'm not putting them tight shoes. You can't exchange them. They don't give your money back. So all he can do is get a stone
credit. Well, you can return. You can't get your money back, but you can get...
I'm not writing into a national radio show about it, I tell you that.
That's the end of
now,
that.
Y'all going to, Unc, what you going to do? And you going to wear them tight shoes? I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm not writing in.
You just go eat that one. All right. All right, thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.